Welcome back to the operations area right here at the National Hurricane Center. This is your 7 a.m. update on Hurricane Isaias. The latest information that we have aircraft in there now. We're constantly getting new information. 85-mile-an-hour winds, moving northwest at 12 miles an hour. And if you look at the satellite this morning, you know, it really doesn't look like what you would typically think of a hurricane. It has encountered some shear, but that doesn't mean it doesn't still have impacts. Impacts for the Bahamas and eventually getting into Florida. And you can actually see we'll start getting our first visible images. You can see sun coming up right there at the edge, how the satellite changes, and we'll get a good view here in a little bit. I did want to share the latest forecast that we have that we've been issuing. And you get to see the watches and warnings that we have going on. It gets really close to the Florida coast, but before that, we get through the Bahamas as a hurricane, bending towards the north and eventually back towards the northeast for the northeast United States, but gets very close to the Florida coast, and that's why we're looking at having those hurricane warnings out for portions of the coast. It's just very close, and you can get those winds real quick, a little wiggle, a little wobble, and it brings those higher winds onshore. With time, let's go ahead and go through some of the timing here. During the day today, starting to see those impacts in South Florida. With time, this right here is 2 p.m. Sunday. That's tomorrow. During the day, moving towards that point with time. And let's go onward. Monday at 2 p.m. and then all the way up in the northeast U.S. By early next week. So really fast mover with time, but slowing down as it makes that turn. I did want to zoom in a little bit. It really does help to be able to see a little closer impact here. So look how close it gets to the Florida coast. We got the current location at this location. Let me go ahead and draw the Florida coastline here. The center gets real close, but it's so important not to just focus just on that center. Look at the cone. Doesn't take much to bring some of the stronger winds onshore into the Florida coastline. Definitely getting to the Bahamas today. The tropical storm force winds extending out about 150 miles away from the center. So important not to think of this as just a point. Think of this as a large area of winds moving northward with time. So let's start looking at some of those impacts, and you start looking at when to be ready. And as a common question that we get, when do we need to wrap things up? Preparedness. It's too dangerous to be outside preparing. That's holding plywood, driving when there's tropical storm force winds. So this is a great way to look at when those tropical storm force winds arrive. Be ready by. So for South Florida, the Keys, the Bahamas, well, today. So starting to see deteriorating conditions. Rain. Going to start seeing those winds pick up and eventually some surge. So today, and then moving northward to the northern portions of the coastline, the east coast of Florida tomorrow. And then through the Carolinas on Monday and the Northeast getting into Tuesday and Wednesday. So going to have an impact for quite a while. Let's start looking at some of those, the details of the impact. Well, we always talk about this, you know, the dangers of water, leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems, and the rainfall could be heavy. So forecasting some areas on the Florida coast could get 2 to 4 inches of rain. But remember, slide that track over a little bit and all of a sudden those higher amounts are right on shore. But the other one is storm surge. Some areas along the Florida coast, the Space Coast, Melbourne, Titusville could get 2 to 4 foot of storm surge right along the coast, right along the barrier islands. You need to watch out for that. Listen to those local officials if they need to get you out of those some of those low-lying areas. So that's the latest information on Hurricane Isaias from here at the National Hurricane Center.